Hi, beautiful friends. I am so happy to share a new offering at Spirit School. I'm so excited. So, I have two offerings, and the first one is the Council of Light Live Connections. We will be taking questions from community members for the council. I will be in channel, and we'll be meeting every month at 7 o'clock Central Time, typically on the third Sunday. If you would like to join, our first one is going to be November 23rd, and you can join through spiritschoolonline.com, or you can check out the link below and just click straight into it to make it easy for you. So that's the Council of Light Connections. Also, I have a new membership, Spirit School's Light Connections, and this is a whole package full of light with a lot of opportunities to connect for healings, for inspiration, and with community. So, at the Light Connections, you will have access to our monthly meditation, which we do live on Zoom, and it'll be there for the whole month. And then you also have access to all the replays throughout this membership. It gives you even access to ones from earlier in the year. So that's pretty cool. And then also in the membership will be the Council of Light Lives and those replays. And then I have multiple experiences where you can go have energy sessions through these guided meditations that are in different libraries. And then I also have multiple libraries of Council of Light messages beginning in 2018. So if you ever feel like, oh man, I'm having a day, you can pop into your membership and it is just full of offerings for you. So there's so much love there. There is so much opportunity to also connect with community live and in our forum. So we have group chat now available at Spirit School. So I invite you to check it all out. I'm really happy. My heart is so full. It's been a little bit of time since I consistently channeled the council. And guess what, friends? Here we are. Here we go. It's time again. So check the link below. The first month is $44 for the whole subscription, as a special. So while it lasts, and then it will be just $68 for all the offerings. And if you were to just do the energy healing and the Council of Light separate, that's $88. So it's really awesome experience and opportunity for you if you're having a day where you would like some inspiration, a quick energy reset or cleanse, or to listen to some guidance through their channeled messages, you can tap into any of the libraries included with the Light Connections membership. So this is a great value for $68, and I would love for you to join. You can check it out with your first month of 44 and pop on over to spiritschoolonline.com. I'd love for you to join us for all of the light, all of the magic, all of the healing and inspiration in the Light Connections membership. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, where we speak about all things related to spirituality, soul level healing, intuitive guidance, frequencies, and much more. I'm Amy Sikarski, licensed vocational nurse, past life hypnotherapist, master intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant physical channel. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spirit School Online, where we offer courses in energy therapy, free guided meditations, courses and information around learning to connect in with your spirit guides, and much more. You can find me at amysikarski.com. And offerings at spiritschoolonline.com. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Sikarski, and I am so excited for today's episode. It's one I've truly been looking forward to. And if you've ever wondered how to deepen your intuition, connect with your team in spirit, your angels, and trust the flow, we have the episode for you. So I'm joined today by the incredible Nicole Bigley, and she's known as the Angelic Psychic. She's a world-renowned psychic expert, angelic communicator, energy healer, and she has psychic experience working with her angels and team and spirit for over 25 years. So this is going to be a wonderful conversation. Nicole is the host of A Psychic Story, which is one of the top spiritual podcasts in the world with millions of downloads and listeners in all 195 countries. And she also hosts Supernatural Matters and A Psychic Story, the kids edition, helping lightworkers of all ages connect with their innate abilities. Her best-selling book, Looking for Angels, is a beautiful and practical guide that brings angelic wisdom into our everyday life, and her work is only just the beginning. So today we're going to explore intuition, soul gifts, spiritual discernment, and how to navigate the energetic awakening happening on the earth today. Welcome to the show, Nicole. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Amy. I appreciate it. I'm excited to dive in.
Yes, I am too. I can feel all the energy. I was like, okay, everything was great this morning, right? And then as I get set up, it's just building and building. And I'm like, our teams are so excited. I can feel it coming through. So one thing I want to talk about to start off is intuition. And sometimes that just that word alone can cause some confusion because there's this feeling for many, especially as they're starting to access this world of psychic gifts and read and explore. And we might find, oh, what is this intuition thing? Do I have it? You often say that intuition is the language of the soul. And I'd love to start there. What does intuition mean to you?
Thank you for asking, because I always like to ask people, what does psychic mean? What does intuition mean to you? Because it can mean different things to different people, especially given their experiences or our experiences. So for me, I'll talk about psychicness essentially first. And that to me is where you can sense and read energy of a person, place, or thing. And so I often talk about how if you were to walk into a room blindfolded and you have earmuffs on, so you can't hear or see, you still are going to be able to generally sense the vibe. Are people celebrating? Is it a funeral? You're going to be able to sense that. So I believe we are all psychic and we all have psychic abilities to some extent. Some, though, it comes a little bit more easily or it's really amplified within them for a variety of different reasons. And then intuition, often people will gravitate to, you know, gut intuition or that knowing, but it also can be mirrors to our physical abilities. So just like we can see, hear, feel, smell, taste on a physical sense, we also have the energetic layer. So intuition for each person can be, do you know something? Like you know it, you know it, you know it. Do you feel something not just emotionally, but empathetically and really getting into not only your emotions or other people's? Can you sense and feel physical sensations? You know, often when I am sharing a message with someone or receive something from spirit myself, I'll get body chills. Mm-hmm. So again, it can mean intuitively for you, how does that show up? And if you're ever curious and wondering what intuition is and what intuitive abilities you have, I always say start with how you like to learn or how do you prefer to communicate? Are you a visual learner? Do you tend to take it in and then think about it? So you're more about in the thought. All of those are ways to about how your intuition might be bubbling up and coming to the surface for you.
I love that. Thank you for describing the difference because it is something that can be confusing and that makes so much sense. So would you say that everybody has intuition and intuitive abilities and you kind of talked about ways to sense what would be your main connection. And so what do you say to people as far as do you have any exercises or advice to help them strengthen their intuition? Because pairing with that, in my experience, was the feeling of trust and like trusting myself and trusting spirit. So do you have any advice for somebody to help them trust the process?
Oh, yeah. So as far as trust, remind me, we'll get back to that a little bit because I have an exercise that I usually start, I won't say usually, I start everyone off with this.
Okay.
And that is where you're tuning into your own energy and how you're feeling. And I don't mean feeling only emotionally. So before I even wake up, or when I wake up, before I even roll out of bed, I try and ask myself the question of how I'm feeling emotionally, how I'm feeling physically, how am I feeling mentally? And then that wrapper, that spiritual or ethereal energetic layer. And you may not, when you ask yourself this question on a day-to-day basis, have an answer for every single one, or maybe something is really standing out more, like I'm feeling really heavy today because of the news, or I'm feeling a little bit stressed out because of the day that I have coming up. Like those are real things that may be impacting you. Or maybe there's not an impact of something necessarily that you're aware of. However, you're still feeling emotionally a certain way or physically. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it gets you present in your being and in your knowing and becoming consciously aware of how you're showing up for yourself, the world, and for others. And that really gets you in tune with your intuition. So the more you do that, the more you start to trust, because you're aware of all the things that might be coming to you in a moment, you know, in the day-to-day moment that it happens, or when you're dreaming, or even later. But that is something that I suggest to people, that if you don't know where to start, start there. And then reflecting back. So like at the end of the day, were there any shifts or changes? Like I started feeling this way during the day and knowing something or feeling something, but then now I'm feeling this, or this happened in the moment of the day. Again, that reflection is really important, but it also strengthens your intuition.
Right. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you hit on something which I think we all can relate. There have been times in my life where I could feel something was happening, but I didn't know what it was. Like it was an emotion or a premonition, that intuition. And I would just have to, okay, breathe through it and be patient. What is this? Let's, you know, flow step by step. And for myself, it was trusting that something's here. Like I'm not feeling anything, just, you know, I'm not making this up, but also the divine timing of it all. Can you think back to a time where maybe you had a similar experience?
Yeah. Well, I would say literally last week. So I know on the day that we're recording today, there was some news yesterday about U.S. entering the war with Iran. And before that had even happened last week, I woke up, I was doing this exercise, and I really was not in a good mood, which is odd for me. Like, you know, there can be stressors and there can be things, especially like as an empath. And if you do, for me, like sessions where you're tuning into other energies that's coming up, but I felt really off and I didn't understand why and know why. So similar to you, I was asking the question of, okay, is this mine? Is this someone else's? Is this a friend, a family member? So maybe having a session with, what is that looking like? And I wasn't getting anything specifically with me or others that I had kind of coming up. And so for days this was happening, and I try not to listen to the news. I try and be educated and aware, but not because of the distractions and everything else. So then when I saw the news, immediately I was like, ding, ding, ding. And the energy released from me, not because it's still not happening, but it was more about the fact that, this is actually what's going on in my nervous system and what's happening to others and that ripple effect out. So I would say that it reinforced what I already knew, obviously, that it was something bigger that was happening, but I wasn't necessarily sure what. And you probably, a lot of your listeners tuning in are like, well, I might have felt that way a lot when I was a child or when I was growing up and I didn't know, like, it's not a foreboding as much, but you know something's coming or something's going to happen and you're not exactly sure what that is. And that's essentially clairvoyance. But you use through your intuition, maybe it is the emotion, or maybe it's other ways that you're picking up on it. But yeah, so that was one thing I would say that more recently, that stood out to me.
Yeah. And sometimes it is a mystery to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, annoying when, like, you know, people are saying, oh, you're psychic, you should have known right away. Well, sometimes it is a little bit of a puzzle and you're supposed to work it out for a variety of different reasons, you know, but yes, exactly.
Yeah. That leads me to a question about, you know, so things show up a little bit different for me in life, like what you're talking about, our personal life, and then in sessions. And personally, I do get more direct messages in sessions. And I think it's because it's either like, this is it, or they're being quiet. Do you have that as well? Like, can you sense the difference?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the I don't know how it works in your sessions, but for me, my guides and angels, my spirit team will give me the experience that someone else is having or how their intuition shows up. So often, and what I mean by that is, let's say somebody is clairvoyant. So I will get more visuals in my mind and I will see them as they would, either their images and their pictures or their movies, or maybe it's like subtitles in my head, or I'll feel the emotions of something. So all of my clairs essentially will activate in the session, and that's how I receive it. And it is boom, boom, boom. It is more like bullet points. When it's coming from spirit and there's messages, I always ask for the messages to come through clear and succinct, basically,
Yes.
so we can get to the heart of the matter and we don't have to like go around in circles all the time. So usually with other individuals it's like that. But for me, and also still understanding and working on my own abilities and my spiritual growth, it's not always so clear and direct every single time, especially when there's bigger moments or bigger things happening like on the world stage.
Yeah, and I think it's so important. For somebody who's curious about the work of psychics, and I know I would always make up, we all make up stories. I would make up fill in the blanks when I was younger, like, oh, it must be this way or it must be that way. And so I think it's nice to just clear that up that we're still individuals, we're still humans, we go through our own growth and the work that we do. And so I think it's really important for us to understand that as psychics, we're also human. We also have our own process of growth and the challenges, the healing, and the deepening. So, it's like sometimes our guides aren't going to give us the answers, and we're not going to skip ahead and get the answers on the test, we'll say, but it's a different experience. I know for myself when I am reading for somebody else, because it's kind of like often a therapy session to help them work through it. And when the guides share messages, they also ask a lot of thought-provoking questions for my clients. So it helps them to absorb the information. And I think in the process of, for myself, feeling something and wondering what's that about, I'm able to process it and take the time with it. And then, like you were saying, is this mine? Is it somebody in my life, or is it on the big stage? But moreover, I'm just sharing that we are still learning. At least I am still learning every day with every experience. So I love that you shared a
Yeah.
little bit about yours and the difference and how. So did you say it was like a week before, right?
Yeah. And real quick,
Yeah.
I want to put a finer point on what you were saying too. I think it's
Mm-hmm.
really empowering to people when they are in a session or they're having an appointment where their guides and angels are asking them questions, because we live in a time and a day and age where everybody wants the answers and they just want to be told what to do. You know, like, am I going to get the job? Am I not going to get the job? What industry is it going to be? Am I going to marry? When am I going to have babies? And so that's great. But often, when our guides and angels are asking us to ask the questions, it's because it's showing, because you don't always have dial 1-800 psychic at your fingertips. So, how do you deal with it in that moment? Like, what does that look like? How can you incorporate that in your life and also help it, because we have free will and choice to make the decisions? You know, it's not only about the predictions. But yeah, so how was feeling for me? So, yesterday, I believe, was when it was actually announced. But last week, around Monday, I was feeling really antsy and kind of like I wanted to pace. I'm not a pacer. I don't necessarily walk around and do it, but I needed to move and have energy, or have movement to reduce the energy that was like flowing through me. And I felt like almost kind of like my skin was crawling, and it was a different feeling that I had ever really had in a long, long time. And so that was indicative to me that it was something bigger. And I should have been like, oh, what's going on the world stage? But I didn't, because most often I am so protected and I have these energetic boundaries that usually things that are happening around the world don't impact me as much. It's usually in that circle of friends, family, or again, clients, or maybe podcast listeners. And so I find that when, if you're listening and that's happened to you, it's usually because spirit is showing you that this is happening to other people, so that we have this compassion and we have this empathy and we can have a better understanding of, yes, we're all impacted, but then now what does it mean? What can I do to make some sort of change and to implement things. So that's when it was happening. And so then it was no surprise to me that while there were conversations about do we, don't we, and Iran had started to do the bombing, I was like, yeah, there's no question. Like, we're entering it, because it was the way I was feeling. And that's not to give fear out to anyone. It's more that we are so connected to each other that there is no, now you understand the reason of why sometimes we feel things, even when it might not directly impact us in our day-to-day lives.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. I just love everything about it, because I'm processing. I'm processing the information, because when, you know, it's interesting when we have the experience, obviously we feel it deeper in all aspects of our being as an empath and a psychic person. They were more sensitive to the information. And so I found it really interesting, because I also in my life have a boundary or a buffer for certain types of energies or groups and information. And like you, the news, I like to stay aware of, like, give me the bullet points, because I don't want to immerse myself in the energy too much. Otherwise, I'll be clearing myself all day.
Yeah, our nervous systems can't handle it. We were not designed to know all this information and be overwhelmed and then not have the ability to do something about it, you know?
Exactly. I wanted to talk a bit today about your spirit team and the angels. And I would love to hear, do you have a main grouping of guides? Do you, like, what angels might you work with? Do you want to share a bit about your connection and your process?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm going to start, it's a little bit back, but when I was little, about four or so, I was playing in my room with my toys and I felt this presence. So going back to what we were talking about earlier about psychic energy and the ability to pick up on people, places, or things, I could sense this very present being, which felt almost human-like, but not, because there was literally no physical being in the room. It was me by myself. And it was a couple days of that where I was like, okay, I can't ignore this anymore. So I said out loud, of course, I'm by myself playing in my room. My parents were off in the house somewhere. And I was like, who are you? What are you? And I heard clairaudiently in my head, I'm Michael. And I also saw it clairvoyantly, like the name Michael. So sometimes our intuition can also be doubled up or tripled up to some extent. So I was curious and I was like, okay, that's interesting. And that began my relationship with Michael. And it wasn't until I got older, when I was in my early 20s and I started down the path of becoming a Reiki master and getting attuned and certified, where I really, it clicked, because I had more angels coming in, more loved ones who had passed over and crossed over on the other side coming through. And I was doing more research on the energetic beings and how I was feeling, depending on, was it angelic? Was it a human being? And how I was feeling there, that I realized, ooh, that was Archangel Michael. My whole life I've been connected, and he's amazing and he's wonderful, because he taught me so many things. A lot of the exercises that I have in my book, that I talk about on the podcast, that I try and teach other people, it's not because I learned them through, although I did, you know, going and taking courses and things and reading books, but it was really more from my angels and from my spirit team. So that's how it started, and then how it evolved over time. But as far as, you know, your question regarding the spirit team, I call it spirit, or my team. And what Michael has shown me and my guides and angels is that we have many on our teams. Our teams can be massive, and it consists of, yes, the archangels, guardian angels, our loved ones on the other side, family. I have a ton of pets that are over on the other side, not just from this lifetime, but other lifetimes. And when you are going through a moment in your life, so for your listeners, if you're really struggling with something or you're making a big decision, certain ones will step in depending on their either expertise or really what you need. So if you need more joy in your life, or you need more abundance, or maybe it's protection because you need to set some boundaries or whatever that is, they will step in. And so I don't even know who everyone is on my spirit team. I mean, because, you know, it takes me a while, but I do usually, my go-tos are Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael. I have my mom's mom, my maternal grandmother on the other side. Like I said, I have a ton of pets. I love working with Ganesh, because very similar to Michael, but Ganesh has this fun, loving, joyful presence that's also very protective and helps clear obstacles. So those are some of my go-tos. And I think just like in your regular day-to-day life, when you have a fondness and you start to build a bond, those tend to be the ones that at least through messages and symbolically they show up for me more.
Oh, so beautiful. Yes, I love this. And I do recognize and I can relate to not knowing all the names, but feeling the collective or a beautiful supportive group come through. And then sometimes a different being will step forward that I haven't maybe talked to for a long time, but they're there for the specific client. And then I always find out like, oh, they asked them to come in or it's their main guy,
yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's really quite. It's quite fun and enjoyable in that way when as a channeler to tune in and see who shows up. I had a question for you because I get this sometimes, so I'd love to hear your answer. I have students and friends sometimes will say, well, how do you know that that's Michael? Or how do you know that's Jophiel? And so, I mean, I have my answer, but I'd love to hear, our listeners would love to hear, how do you really delineate and discern which being it is, what psychic gifts or, you know, your intuitive abilities do you access?
Yeah, great question. And again, I can only really speak for how it shows up for me, but this is also how I teach and share with people too. So I talk about dating your guides and angels and getting to know them a little bit, and was what I was really doing when I was little and growing up, and I had no idea that I was doing it. So I was curious. So if I felt some sort of energetic presence or being, or I was receiving messages maybe a different way than I was before, then I'd be like, ooh, this is associated with, you know, so-and-so, like a loved one on the other side. This feels like them or what have you. But as far as like the quote unquote classification, the best way I can describe it is angels feel more angelic. You know, they feel celestial. Celestial. They're lighter. It's massive as far as the peace and the joy and the love that they bring through. Human souls, on the other hand, feel more human. They have different types of personalities that would come through, obviously, like if they were living here on Earth, they take that with them also onto the other side. So that's as far as like overall classifications for the most part. But when it comes to knowing who they are, I will see a name in my mind's eye. But also for Michael, for example, as I started and my intuitive abilities grew in different ways, I don't see physically with my eye. I mean, obviously I see physically as a human being, but I don't see like dead people or angels like in the physical with my eyes. I see them in my mind's eye for the most part, like these big light beings. But I also occasionally will get these sparkles. So it's like when you look at a Christmas tree and the lights sparkle and turn on. And that started happening for me when I was getting my Reiki attunement. I started to see these flashes of purple light and blue light. Did get my eyes checked out. There's nothing wrong. And I still continue to as I age, you know, my eyesight. But it's not anything like that. You would also, you know, the medical community would say that they're floaters, but they're not, because it's, I would see blue, for example, for Michael. And the way I started to associate it with, because then I would feel the presence, very protective, this big energy, this angelic presence. So then that's how I started to be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together as far as who's who, what's what. But like you, I'm sure, when I'm in session with people, they like line up for me and they stand in certain spots I've asked them to, so that I'm able to be like, okay, this is an angel, this is a loved one, but it's also about feeling the energy, the presence. And then I see a lot of things clairvoyantly as far as like who they are. And then they're very clear, very direct, more bullet points when it's coming from spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
How's it show for you? I'm just curious.
Almost exactly the same.
Oh, really? Okay.
Smiles over here. Yeah, they stand. The angels, archangels stand to my right, and then guides to my left, and then next to them would be loved ones.
Oh my God. Yeah, my gosh. Yeah, that's kind of how.
Yeah. And for me, like right direct front would be my client's soul or oversoul if they're speaking directly from that space. So
interesting. Yeah. In my mind's eye. So I usually, I'm never really on video in sessions because sometimes the video is distracting. So I have my eyes closed most of the time. And when I'm looking, yes, the person's in front of me, but directly behind them are their guardian angels. So that shows me like the lines up. And then on my right, their left is archangels. Then I have ascended masters, the guardian angels. Then over here is their loved ones, and that could be friends, family, and then pets over here, animals. And then I have what's called the other category, which could be like elementals or other things. And there, it's almost like a U around the person. And then I had one person ask me, is that where they stand all the time? And I was like, no, it's just, I worked out a system because otherwise it'd be hard to, you know, if they're all coming in, it's just easier that way. So I love hearing that that's how it is for you too.
Yeah. I have a system and it's almost very similar to yours, actually, like the, where their placement is. So it's nice because it keeps it clean. And like you were sharing, keep it succinct. Let's be concise and always wanting to bring a richness and like use the time to the best of our abilities. So that's one way that it started to flow. And then I know if a new being comes in, you know, I'm like, oh, well, they're standing next to the angels. That's how I actually met a couple of new archangels that I had never read in a book before. Met Atriel's one, and she would show up like for 2 years before I finally was like, okay,
who are you?
Like, she's a real angel. At first I thought it was Metatron and Ariel, then like, oh, they just came in together. But then they're like, no. And it's also like a way that they were vetting, because all the other angels would step in and then she would come in. It's like they would bring her in and she would stand right there. And I was like, okay. And that was my
fascinating.
Yeah.
That's
introduction.
Cool.
Yeah. So loving that flow. I have a few questions. When people start to connect in, so we're talking about those who might be novices, beginners, really like wanting to find, I'm hearing their place in the world. It's like, how do I connect in with spirit? I really want to have that connection and work with a team. There can sometimes be not only confusion or curiosity, but sometimes embedded, maybe from another lifetime or maybe subconscious from this life or ancestors, some sort of insecurity or fear that will lead them to needing to like understand spiritual discernment. So that's what I'm getting is like spiritual discernment and that fear or, oh, I'm just imagining this versus no, that's truly spirit and my intuition is here. So do you have any advice for somebody who's looking to make a deeper connection and helping them move past or recognize the fear for sure, but like move into a discernment type of space?
So our intuition, so we have our ego, we have intuition, of course, and usually the logic and the fear is in the camp of the ego. The ego gets a bad rap, but the ego is there to protect us. It's helped us for eons and through our evolution as a human being. And often it can be difficult as a spiritual being to discern with where you're going. And I hate to say it, but it's about trust and it's about faith. And I can say trust and have faith, and then you either will or you don't. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the way I suggest for people to work through it is not judging yourself or being frustrated or angry for quote unquote getting in your way of having that, but it's really about acknowledging. So when we were talking earlier about understanding and diving in deeper about how you're feeling on all of those energetic levels, it's about being consciously aware that, okay, I'm having some questions on whether or not this is real, or I'm having some fear related to this. The fear could be old programming. It could be trauma. There could be all these different things that bubble up to the surface that are, you know, potentially blocking you from that. But when you look at it from a place of observation and you're able to say, huh, okay, I'm doing this again, or maybe it's the first time, whether it's the fear or the logic, you're then able to say, okay, I'm allowing myself to have this experience. And then, all right, do I stay here or do I move into a moment of trust and faith when it comes to that, or gratitude even that you're having that moment? And that removes the block, that removes that. I'm not saying that you're still not going to go through it, but the more you do that, it's thinking about like chipping away at the ice, you know, you're slowly getting to the heart of it without having to like bulldoze through it. And that helps you further amplify your intuition, but really remaining clear to be a channel to receive.
Love that. Yes. And that trusting that you mentioned, absolutely. And I like to add on practice and see the results. You know, it's like that's how we build the trust.
Yes.
So usually I've seen, and for myself, it started off with things that weren't like big deals in life, you know, like the little things. So that then later on in life, when we had big deal decisions to make, like take a new job or move.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. We've already built up, like you were saying, that relationship from dating. It's also like the relationship and trusting spirit and
Yes.
how that communication is. Do you have any experiences to share? Like, I'm sure life happens, right? Around feeling these big transitions come in or having to take that next leap, and you don't, it's like, I can't see around the corner or where I'm going, but
Oh
I'm
gosh,
feeling
do
it.
I? Do I? I'm going to circle back to that, but I do what I'm getting
Okay.
from spirit. They want me to share this too, to help crystallize it a little bit more for everybody. So I wish I had written about this in the book. I don't think I did, but it came like after. It's like, oh gosh, darn it. Maybe the next time when we go to update it. But ultimately, my guides and angels were saying that's why so many people are excited about seeing repeating numbers and signs, you know, because it's exactly what you're talking about. Like you get excited by, ooh, okay, I see a feather. I see this dime. Ooh, I'm going to look at the year. Was it my grandmother's birthday or was it the anniversary, whatever that is? But it's, if you think about it, it's almost as if when we were in kindergarten and they're teaching us how to read, you know, we start with the alphabet A to Z. We then learn how to string those letters together to form words and then sentences. And then before we know it, we're reading whole books and all of those other things. And that is essentially our relationship and our trust and faith with the universe. Our guides and angels, our higher selves, or our oversoul will send us those signs because that's, as human beings, we may trust that a little bit more, even though we might be in our head with it. And then the more we start to receive it in the synchronicities, we graduate and we move beyond. And then we're using our intuition more. Again, that gut knowing and how we're feeling that way, our emotions. Ooh, I might be seeing something and receiving it in my dreams. What is that telling me? So that's also that, again, relationship not only with spirit, but with source and how we learn and we grow. Now, when it comes to me, and I'm sure you probably have had experiences like this too, sometimes I don't say doubt, but like don't trust. So for literally 2 years, my guides and angels kept saying to me, it's time, it's time. And I knew exactly what they were talking about. I'm lovingly rolling my eyes and they wanted me to leave my full-time job, which I had been doing over 20 plus years in PR and marketing. And I was doing the podcast. I had written a book. I was still doing sessions. It was a lot on my plate, but I was really adamant and stubborn and fearful that if I were to leave my job, then how would I pay for the podcast? Because it's expensive to do a podcast and I don't have sponsors. You know, I'm not like a Joe Rogan or now the telepathy tape type of thing. So that needs to come from somewhere. So I was very much an ego and very much in fear. And even though for me doing this literally my whole life and trusting, I didn't trust. I said, I was like, actually, I take that back. I trusted, but I didn't believe it. And so finally it got to a point where I was like, all right, you want me to do all of these other things? I don't have time. You're telling me now's the time and I'm going to do it. So I put in my notice. And here's the funny thing. When I did, this was back in January, I was booked out 3 months with sessions. Now, again, I only had so many. The moment I turned in my notice, I didn't publicly announce it though. I didn't get a single session booked. And
Girl.
I know. And I, you know, and I was like, oh my God, I made the absolute wrong decision. And I started getting so much in my ego and fear for about a nanosecond because that goes back to the block and the questioning and the logic. And I was like, okay, well, why? Because it was about something else. It wasn't about you left your job to do sessions. You left your job to do all these other things personally for your own soul's growth and journey, being with family, all these, but everything else. And so the moment I realized that, then people started booking again. Again, not because it was about the sessions. So when you ask the question, even I'm sure as you, I still for 2 years didn't listen, you know, because of all those things. And it's a process. That's why we're here, to learn and to grow.
Yes, it definitely is. And I love how you shared that, because just exploring how you take that step, like, finally, here I am. And then what? This is happening now? And it's like, trust
I was
the
like,
steps.
What the heck?
Yeah, like, trust the process, take the steps and see what happens or unfolds. And sometimes it's something we never could have thought, but then you got it. And then it all opened up for you.
Yeah. And it's also a really great example, too, about how powerful we are in manifestation. And I try not to use that word, but in co-creation, because universe and source doesn't distinguish between positive and negative,
Right.
between fear and, you know, it doesn't. And so you need to, that's why that conscious awareness of how you're showing up for yourself and how you're feeling, what you're experiencing is so important. And especially now, because people talk about 3D, 4D, 5D, but it's very real. Things are speeding up and happening so quickly. So the moment I was feeling that and experiencing that, it wasn't the, oh man, for a second, yes, it was, but it was, okay, now what do I do about this? What is it telling me that I need to look at it from a different perspective? And then that pushed through and that removed again any blocks and helped the co-creation of what needs to come through. So.
Yeah. And you're bringing through a memory for me. Like this is just, yeah. So for example, kind of similar to your experience, I've had times where there would be a lull in clients, like I would be booked out as well. And then it's like, wait a minute, nobody booked, wait, no one's booking, you know? I'm like, okay. And then something in life would happen. And I learned just to trust it. And then what happened later was spirit would just give me like this little thought, go look at your calendar. Okay, block this week off. And I had no idea why at the time, but then it became, oh, my family needed me that week or big things in our personal life. Like there's no way I would have been able to have full sessions and like just be balanced, right? And so that is a way, like you were saying, co-creation. So when we get the messages, then we also take the action and they're leading and guiding us through our life and through our experiences. And overall, in those moments, like there was one time where I took the whole summer off and I doubted and questioned myself a little bit because I knew I needed for my family. Our kids were young. And I was like, oh my gosh, wait, my life purpose. I'm not. And then I was like, oh, but Amy, you also are a mother. Like sometimes for me personally, yes, it helped me balance my mission to help others and then my family. And I think that as healers and psychics, you know, light workers, those of us who really feel that strong call, we sometimes can put too much on our plate. I know I did too much on my plate in that line of work. And so spirit will just say, okay, let's trust the process. You're still divinely guided. Look at the overall picture, take 3 months off and you'll be just fine, or a week, or, but it was trusting. And it was all of the, like, I couldn't breathe. I'm like, oh my gosh, everything that comes up when you're not feeling that flow. And so for anybody, I would say, who is in a space of transition, there can be moments of pause, or if we haven't taken the time to look at our own healing, or maybe it is the family thing, the space of pause, and it's okay. And I'm wondering, have you had many like spaces of pause in your own process?
I'm a glutton for punishment when it comes to, I would say that there is a very real addiction, workaholic, you know, being a workaholic, for me, that was my response. I was very, I am very privileged in the sense that I have a very loving family on both sides. They really supported me and my psychic abilities growing up and everything. But part of, you know, the DNA on both sides of my parents was work, 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 like that hustle mentality and that hustle culture. So I never really had breaks when it came to career, to personal life, to spiritual life. So I'm in this season of my life of what exactly you're describing. So I think that's a beautiful message that came through, which is finding the breaks and finding the time and trusting your own self and your own inner knowing and not, and what that is, but then also the signs and what you're getting from spirit of the very real realities. You know, if you happen to have the rug swept up from underneath you with the job and it didn't work out, maybe that is not, you know, it's not an obstacle as much as it's a redirection for you in that way. And so for me, I'm trying to be more intentional about giving myself that space because I haven't been doing this up until recently full time when it comes to being that light worker or being in service that way. And it's a really nice place to be able to focus on my podcast, to be able to focus on my clients and the spiritual, not my PR clients, but the spiritual and myself in a way. You know, there were a lot of sacrifices that I had to make as a result of that. So that's my healing process of I don't need to do more. I need to do less. And by doing less, it actually is even more impactful because you're not being spread thin. And I know Amy and I are talking about it more on like the spiritual side of things. But if you're listening and you're like, I have a full-time job and I'm a mom and I'm also a sister and a friend and there's all of these things in my church or whatever it is that your responsibilities are, we all wear many, many hats. And then we add on the pressure of being in service or showing up. And what we fail to do often is showing up for ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And putting ourselves first.
Yes. And I'm feeling this emotion. It's again, another memory. So then like in my heart and in my soul, then I feel like this feeling of, and kind of like I'm falling apart and I feel crushed is the only way I can describe it, that, oh, I've let myself down or I've let somebody else down. And those are the little moments where my energy drops. And all I can do in that moment is like reach to God in spirit and just be like, okay, let me know. Am I missing anything? Is it going to be okay? Like, I feel like in my life, there's been a lot of ups and downs. And so when I come down, it's just another opportunity for me to check in again, but from like a different space, to check in again and get that divine guidance. And sometimes in those moments, it's been like, yeah, this is what you need. And also, by the way, you're going to be fine, but it's going to be even better.
Yes, absolutely.
Back in, it's going to be a level up. It's going to be, like you mentioned, deeper by clearing away some stuff on the schedule. I too have found like, oh, then the things that I am really targeting, it's deeper. There's more of that richness, that more of that spirit, that energy with it. So yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm excited because you have a few things coming up. I don't know if you want to talk about it now or in a minute, but
yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the things that so my guides and angels, I don't know about yours, but they can be very demanding. And they know I don't say no a lot, but I was starting to say no. And when they were saying, you know, leave your full-time job and do this and do this and do this. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to have time. I don't have time. And they said, well, you will have time if you do this, if you leave. But one of them was I had been ever really since I started the podcast. So if I may, this was about 6 years ago, I had received a message from Spirit. You need to start a podcast. And I thought, I don't know the first thing about podcasting. What's it going to take? I figured it out. I launched it. That was several months before the pandemic. And then the pandemic happened. But I was feeling kind of similar to when we were talking about the last week where I was feeling something was happening. I knew that there was an urgency and there was a reason for it. So about the last, I would say towards the holidays, and then definitely as we entered into 2025, I was starting to feel that more, that omnipotent type of feeling that there's something big and you need to create this next evolution of what the podcast looks like. And it was creating a community. And so I, like you, I'm sure, have such a great community when it comes to the listeners, and everyone's extremely supportive of each other, but there's not a way to really connect together. You know, I have people all the time that say, I really wish my friends or family were more supportive, or I want to dive in deeper and I don't necessarily know how. Do you know anyone in my town? And can I go in person, or what about virtually? And so I have launched, and starts July 2nd is the first live call. The Psychic Club, which is a membership that people can join. And as a result of that, there will be workshops and there will be themed conversations. But 1 week a month, there's going to be joint prayer and group healing. There's going to be live Q&A. And then the other calls are going to be focused on certain topics and themes. And similar to what you and I were talking about, well, how do I trust? What are some things I can do to connect with my guides and angels? So it's all going to be designed for that. Those live calls will be recorded. And when my guides and angels kept saying, it needs to happen, it needs to happen, and I was ignoring it, now I know why. Like, I mean, I knew, and
yeah.
That's because I'm saying, oh my gosh, this is like going to happen on American soil, but the world needs it more. And I understand that there's other memberships and other communities out there, but I'm designing something over time that doesn't currently exist. Can't say much more about that, but this first half of the year is really about building that foundation. And then it's going to take off in a bigger way in 2026. So that is the Psychic Club and what they have been talking to me for 6 years to do. More specifically, the last two, and I finally am doing it.
It's all in divine timing, girl.
It really is. It really is. When we're
Because
ready. When we're ready.
right, because they know, and like you were mentioning, if my guides are also, like, come on, come on, and they know that if it's something that I haven't ever thought about, they let me know months in advance, please, and just drop that little nugget of, wisdom or thing to do, because I would just get so overwhelmed. I'm like, I need a little bit of
Yes.
leeway to prep myself and my energy, get my head around it. So 2 years, I don't know, that's not too bad. I mean, everybody has their own
Oh.
path. They must have known. Did you
Yeah, well
cut to the very end? Like
Oh, well, funny story. So when they told me about the podcast, so I had been praying for 7 months. It was in a moment in my life where I have this, looking back, this belief now where it's not only your dark night of the soul or when you go through things like divorce, the death of a loved one, the loss of a job. Those are not the only times that build us up. What also can build us up is when we feel like we're on the top of the world and we have everything that we think we want. And then we're like, wait, this is it. And it causes us to look at things again in a different way. And so I was having that moment. So what, this is it? I there's something missing. What is it? So every night for 7 months, I prayed. Did not get an answer. It was like silence and it was so frustrating. And then one night it was, you need to start a podcast. And it was like at 3 a.m. in the morning. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. Like a podcast? What? Anywho. And they said it was two, because at the time this didn't exist. Like, yes, there were podcasts, but mine is really focused on the person's origin story. And they said it is important for people to hear so that they didn't feel alone and they didn't feel so, out there and woo. But then they knew that, okay, this, I can relate to this. And so that was how it started. But I asked them, I was like, this feels bigger. What is it? And what my guides and angels will show me often when I'm not meant to see, like what you're talking about, being overwhelmed, they'll show me the Wizard of Oz curtain where I can't see behind it. And then I know it's something, and they're like, it's not enough for you to know right now. And they always told me it was going to be about establishing some sort of community, but I didn't know what that was. I didn't want a private Facebook group or to necessarily use Zoom or anything like that. So anyway, yeah. So I always knew, but they're like, not right now. So the last 2 years, to your point, they were slowly revealing the other intricate pieces of it. And I was like, not right now. Not right now. So yes. But that's funny that you bring that up, because that's exactly what happened.
And I love that we're having this conversation, this topic here, because it just goes to show for our listeners that you are going to have your connection with your team. They understand our personalities. They
Yes,
know
absolutely.
we're each different. Our teams are going to get that. And you like, they can get creative and gotta get us going.
Yeah, it's like
So,
chess, they move the little pieces on the board for us so that, everything starts to get clear when they know that we're ready.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, so fun. So you really have followed the heart's calling and listened to spirit along the way. And your podcast is such a success, changing the lives of millions. And I'm wondering, I know you said you've got a few other things flowing, but is there anything that you have coming up with your podcasts that you would want to share? Like, I'm just curious because, gosh, how many years has it been? Six?
Six.
Six?
It's been, I know
Wow.
it was the same, like when you're having fun kind of thing. I can't believe it. It feels literally like yesterday that I launched it, and I'm sure you probably have experienced and feel the same way. When I started, I felt like I was talking to myself. I know my mom and my grandma were listening, and that was about it. And then when you start to really connect and get that, it's amazing. But as far as the podcast, yeah, I have, a segment or a series rather within the podcast where people can submit their own stories. And I did that because it was listener feedback and suggestions where they said, Nicole, it's great that you have these thought leaders on and people in the spiritual community. I can relate, or maybe I can't. Can we have some quote unquote average people? So I do that listener series so that if you have a story or you have a question that's really burning in your heart and soul and you want answered, so people can call in. I want to do more of that content because, again, with everything happening and going on, I feel like it's just so important for people to be able to connect in that way. And then I absolutely want to revisit the kids podcast that I have, which is a Psychic Story Kids Edition. The first, I had to put it on the back burner because of all the things going on, but the first season is really for adults of people, or sorry, children or teens that have more intuitive abilities or are sensitive, more and more souls coming into this world as others exit because it's too heavy, more are coming in to help us hold the space and to bring new ways of thinking and growth for us. So the next season of that is going to be specifically for kids and teens and not necessarily catered to the adult side where they can learn tools and resources. So that I'm going to be doing probably in 2026, but gearing up for that the second half of this year so that I can start to create the content. And those are the things as far as like the evolution of the podcast. And eventually I'm going to do more episodes. It's just a matter of having time. First I want to get the membership launched and successful and feeling like that's all in a good spot, and then revisiting the content as a whole with the podcast. But yeah.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. I can feel all of the light. And also I get that feeling like when I can feel the big things coming, the bigness of life, where my guides are like, okay, hold on a minute. Because it's almost like so big if I psychically, empathically go to feel the energy, it's like, oh, I can't breathe. It's
Yes.
so
Yeah.
overwhelming. So they do pace us, but it's like you can see it glimmering in the distance. And so I'm so excited for you and wish you like all the best, all the love, all the light, all the blessings with it. Yeah, so thank you so much for coming on the Spirit and Soul Healing Show. Is there any last message that you would like to leave for our viewers? And then also, where can they find you?
Yeah, well, thank you again for having me. It's been such a pleasure, and I can't wait to have you on A Psychic Story so we can talk about you and all of your perspectives too. So this is fun to get to know you a little bit better. But I would say that what's coming to me intuitively is I know that things can feel dire or heavy, but really we are entering in the second half of the year, and as we go into 2026, our guides and angels are saying, think about it as an opportunity for empowerment. We can't change other people. We can't change the state of the world. But what we can do is we can really go within, reflect about what may be working for us, maybe what is not working for us. How can we make some incremental changes? They don't have to be massive. It doesn't have to be you need to quit your job or whatever it is that I did, rip off the Band-Aid, because in divine timing, those things will come. But it could be something as simple as, I really have been wanting and led to read that book, or maybe take that course, or spend more time with my family and not work so hard, because these are the times that matter the most. And by doing that and filling yourself up with that joy and that gratitude and everything else, that is that ripple effect of change that's out. Early on with the podcast, when I started it, my guides and angels said, if every single person focused on themselves, there would be peace on earth. But we don't. We look at our neighbors, we look at everything else externally that we feel like we need to change. And I'm not spiritually bypassing and saying don't be informed and don't take action in other ways. But if you're feeling overwhelmed and what can I do? The thing is about going within. What is it that I can do that's going to bring me happiness and joy, my friends, my family, and start there. And that can be the first thing and the next step that you take, and then everything else flows. And then, as far as how can people reach me, I try to make it as easy as possible. So, A Psychic Story is the website, all the social media handles. You can find me. I'm most active on Instagram because it takes a lot of time on social, but I'm going to try and get better about it on other places. And then, email if you're interested, contact at A Psychic Story. I love to hear about guests, topics, other things if you have questions, and absolutely submit your stories if you have them. You can do so in a voice memo. So I'm sure you have global listeners as well. So if you don't want to use the 1-800 number, which is on my website, you can always record an audio and email it in to contact at A Psychic Story. And thanks again, Amy, for having me on. I've really, really enjoyed our conversation together.
Oh, you're so welcome. And your closing message, I could just feel the heart like in it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you to all of our viewers and listeners for tuning in today. If you're enjoying the Spirit and Soul Healing Show, please leave a comment, give a share to a friend. Thumbs up, 5 stars, whatever application you're on, and turn on notifications for the next episode. So we'll see you all again really soon. Bye.
Bye.